Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to tell you all about WWE's plans to bring a wrestler back from the dead with their latest return.
Potential spoilers on a match set for the Royal Rumble next year.
We're going to go over why these AEW wrestlers are writing their own storyline.
And the latest on Kevin Dunn going missing at Survivor Series. I'm Adam Wilborn.
Yeah, they left him in like a cupboard or something. It was weird. I'm Andy. Yeah, hi.
And this is the news.
All right, let's kick this thing off by talking about Eric Young.
Oh, thank goodness. I was worried when you teased that.
He's on his way back to WWE. He's not dead, but he was killed off last night.
Yes.
Crazy. Back from the dead. There you go. Boom, boom, boom. So yeah, he was literally killed off in storyline on last night's Impact. He was stabbed to death by Diener, member of his Violent by Design group, all of that stuff. It's quite cinematic, actually. Like this 4 or 5 minute vignette that ends in the demise of Eric Young, who has been killed off television, stabbed to death by this gentleman he once called a stablemate. Oh, yeah. The betrayal. He's out of Impact now. That vignette was filmed in secret, according to PW Insider's Mike Johnson, prior to all of this occurring. But yeah, Eric's wrapped his commitments there, and according to Mike Johnson in the same report, he is on his way back to WWE. This might have something to do with Triple H, who was responsible for bringing Eric to the company in the first place for his original run, which was 2016 to 2020.
Yeah.
You remember Sanity, perhaps? You remember them coming up to the main roster, and then nothing happened. They just forgot they existed, didn't they?
Yeah, Vince thought Eric Young had a funny voice, and that was about it.
Yeah, really. Yeah. It's wild. I love Eric Young's gravel.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. He left WWE. He was one of the first pandemic-era budget cuts in April 2020. He went back to Impact. He was world champion like 2 months later. So he had a very successful run returning to the company that he rose up with in the first place. This was a nice story. He had a serious injury along the way, but he came back, stunned the Violent by Design stuff. Now he is going back to WWE. There's no word on when. There's no word on what kind of role he'll be in. But, you know, a guy with that level of experience, that level of ability, obviously, you'd imagine he has a lot to offer on screen and off.
Yeah, I always felt so disappointed with how Sanity were handled on the main roster, as with so many of Triple H's NXT creations moving up there. I feel like this is what's going on right now, isn't it? Now he's back in charge. He's, yes, making the show better and bringing back some great female wrestlers that they should never have gotten rid of, etc., etc. But I'm also, like, watching him go, right, Vince didn't let this go properly on the main roster, so I'm going to give it another go. All these different people. Yeah, I'd be up to seeing what they do again with Sanity. Get Big Damo back in. Nikki Cross is back being crazy,
yeah.
So why not? And every time I hear about Impact Wrestling, I think I really should watch that show a lot more. There's Joe Hendry, of course, digital media champion, I believe.
Digital style?
I think he's defending that tonight at North Wrestling.
He is just across the river, just over the river.
And, then there's people like Mickey James was getting pushed in front of a train a few years ago.
Karrion Kross, Killer Kross, obviously, in Impact.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure, my memory's bad, so forgive me if I'm wrong. I think he got written out of Impact by getting eaten by Eddie Edwards.
Right.
So he follows the long tradition of people dying in Impact and then going to WWE.
Did he even page fight himself? Or did I dream that?
Yeah, the fight with the karate man, mate.
Yeah, that
was a different guy.
Of course he is, sorry. Yeah. and then there's, what is it, the Shadow Realm?
They have like a lot of supernatural, like with Rosemary and lots of other stuff. Yeah, they get a bit wild with it, and I appreciate that there's a space for that.
Yeah,
in modern wrestling, it's over here in Impact. Like they'll just do something wild. Like you should watch the Eric Young Diener thing. Like I put it on the website. It's on our website. You'll find it quite easily if you look for Eric Young. It's fun. It's just fun.
So I suppose to conclude this story. Get well soon, Eric, and good luck.
It's time to rise from the grave.
Yes.
Shouts to Undeath.
I love that as the title, though. Is it, folks, where's the lie?
Yeah, there you go, man.
Right, Royal Rumble. It's a bit of a spoiler coming out from WrestlingNews.co.
Timestamp. You don't want the spoiler. Timestamp, baby.
You can go to the next story.
Looking after you.
There you go. The WrestlingNews.co have come through with a potential SmackDown Women's Championship match. Ronda Rousey defending against another RR person, Raquel Rodriguez.
So hold on, Ronda Rousey, Raquel Rodriguez, Royal Rumble. The six R's.
There
maybe.
You go, Andy. What's your next story? No. 28th of January is when the Rumble goes down. Stick it in your diary right now. We'll be doing a live stream for it, of course. This is obviously part of a bigger storyline. If you've been watching SmackDown, obviously Ronda faced Shotzi at Survivor Series War Games last weekend. But in the build to that, Raquel has been kind of having Shotzi's back because of the whole Shayna Baszler thing with Ronda Rousey. And for her troubles, she's had a broken elbow. I saw an X-ray. She's like fractured, she's out for a few weeks, etc., etc. But the storyline is going to be, obviously, Raquel comes back and she wants revenge. I think Raquel Rodriguez is really good. I really enjoy watching her in NXT. I think she's a believable threat to Ronda Rousey. The general consensus obviously appears to be Ronda Rousey holds the title up until WrestleMania, when maybe Becky Lynch takes it off. Yeah. No word on that, though. But, yeah, I think when they had that tournament recently that Shotzi won, my pick was Raquel because I was like, that's the one that makes the most sense. And is the most believable. I love Raquel and a big back. I think she's very talented.
She's really good. I always liked her in the role alongside Dakota, but like when she had that wild false count anywhere brawl thing with Rhea Ripley. Was that 2020?
Yeah,
2021. But it was awesome either way. And that was when I was like, oh god, she's great.
Yeah.
This is sick. Yeah, I like her a lot. I'm really looking forward to the... I like her in her current role, but I'm looking forward to the heel run a lot as well, because I think that's when her charisma and like her presence really comes out. But yeah, I guess Ronda's going to beat her at the Rumble, and then we'll get whatever's next for Rousey. Maybe we'll have more on Rousey later on the channel today if we can find the time, because oh my goodness, is time a precious resource. But yeah, we'll see what we get to.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
It's fun. 4 hours. No, 6 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, wild. Book by letter, I guess. Alex Abrahantes versus
Alan Angels
and Alex Aguilera at
Against All Ads.
Wow, that'll do. Right, who's writing their own story in AEW? It's Matt Hardy and the Firm, baby.
That makes a lot of sense.
And Private Party. So this is a report here from Fightful Select. This storyline kicked off back in October, primarily on Dark. It's primarily played out on Dark, but it made it over to Dynamite very briefly this week. You'll have seen Matt Hardy doing the deletes and stuff on the stage and all of that. Yeah, it's been written by the wrestlers primarily. They've handled the majority of the creative with this, and apparently Ethan Page and Matt Hardy in particular were very excited about the chance of working together. So that's cool. That's always nice to hear. Why are they doing this? It's apparently part of an effort to feature more storylines that cross over in Dark and onto the YouTube show, which traditionally has been squash heavy. Still is kind of squash heavy, but they do a bit more with it now. In recent years, we've had like Joey Janela versus Sonny Kiss,
yes,
primarily on there. Shout outs to those guys. I love that. A lot of fun. And speaking of fun, Brandon Cutler versus Peter Avalon, baby. Of course, but they've done other stuff as well. Athena kicking ass.
Oh, yeah.
Has often taken place on Dark and Elevation. So there is more meat to that show. And it makes sense that they'd want to add some stuff to that show, maybe give people more of a reason to invest in
exactly.
it, more of a reason. We've been calling for that for a while. I think it's a good move. I think it's cool.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of this brief bit of the storyline I've seen, if I'm perfectly honest, but I love the idea that they're given the opportunity to do something like this. And I think you're right. I think, you know, as someone who doesn't watch Dark and Dark Elevation, or at least hasn't been given the encouragement to do that, yeah, if it was more than just, because all I hear is there's 12 matches on there and they're all a minute long, which is fun. It's fun little like, oh, let's see what, I don't know, Parker Boudreau, whatever his name is up to. you know, just smashing some dude. Kick I mean, I watch Anthony Ogogo matches because I love him, but I want, you need some sort of substance, otherwise it's just like, it's missable, isn't it?
I agree with Joey Janela's recent take on this. Like, squashes are useful in certain circumstances, but like, you can have a few action fights along the way as well, man. Like, you can use it to that's going to be more useful for wrestlers in the development a lot of the time. So yeah, more of a balance is welcome for me. Yes.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Right, let's talk a little bit about Kevin Dunn. He wasn't at Survivor Series War Games 2022, but that is not based on rumours that he is gone from WWE. That is not the case. Fightful Select have been reporting on this quite a lot, because obviously speculation has been rife around Kevin Dunn from arguably the moment Vince McMahon was removed and the new regime took over.
It's every day, man.
Nick Khan, Steph, obviously Trips taking over. People were saying, well, where does Kevin Dunn fit in here? And, you know, are they going to have a change in production? Blah, blah, blah. But PW Insider shot down talks that he was gone in September from WWE, calling the rumours 100,000% incorrect.
Yeah.
So that's fairly definitive.
Yeah.
So we're not really going to speculate. Maybe it's personal reasons. Maybe he just forgot.
Maybe he took a holiday.
Yeah,
maybe
exactly.
Took a holiday. Maybe he had a doctor's appointment. Who knows?
Maybe he, had to let his cat back in or something. I don't...
What was it John Moxley called him? In his book,
can we say it? I don't know.
Rat, see you next Tuesday.
Yes,
or someone along those lines.
Yeah,
he's got way more words, John Moxley. Yeah, Kevin Dunn for years has been like, people have speculated for years that Kevin Dunn doesn't have the best relationship with Triple H and Stephanie. So when that changeover happened, and knowing that he was a Vince McMahon guy to the core, it was kind of like, oh well, he must be gone then. But yeah, seems like there's no plans. So.
Yeah, I think it's the case. Probably for Triple H, as we'll see going forward more and more. I can't remember how many months exactly he's been in charge now. Probably like four, five, something like that. It's the don't throw the baby out with the bathwater rule. You shouldn't come in and just go, right, sack everyone and we'll just start again.
Yeah.
He's presumably assessing what people's roles are, blah, 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 and for some reason giving jobs to Road Dog. Right, let's move on to your wacky questions, often taken from Twitter at WhatCultureWWE, but today taken from our community page.
The flatty, who navigated over to the community and looked for some questions.
I mean, dare I say this, but is the community getting better than Twitter
pitching us questions? Oh, you're going to have to brawl for that one, Twitter. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, brother?
Up your game, Twitter.
Yeah.
At WhatCultureWWE, WhatCultureWrestling on YouTube, of course, if you want to join our community page, subscribe, and every now and again, me and Andy will shove stuff in there saying, well, send us your questions.
Yeah, we should do more on there, man.
When we do some like Q&A podcasts like I did yesterday, we will do pitches for questions. Slightly more serious questions on there, but thank you to everyone.
It doesn't have to be.
Well, exactly. thank you to everyone who submitted them. Some really good ones today. Fuzzler Bear starts us off.
Wow.
Saying,
Fuzzler,
which sad love song would you recommend for Excalibur to listen to after his apparent breakup with Regal?
Oh, man, it's Goodbye, My Lover. Oh. Goodbye, My Friend. How'd you rate my James Blunt?
Up there.
You have been the world.
You have been a while for me.
That's a lot better.
Did I disappoint you?
He's better at Twitter than songs.
He's
a lot better at Twitter. Yeah, he would.
He's good at songs for a very specific audience, and he knows it.
Yeah, absolutely. Goodbye, my lover.
I think as much as Excalibur will be sad to see him go, I think one of the last things, aside from him being nearly killed by MJF on television, was him betraying everything that Excalibur probably held dear. So, what about Khalees, I Hate You So Much Right Now?
Ah! Yeah, I could have shouted there, but I wanted to save you.
Yeah,
why not?
Count Becky or Betchy, B-E-C-H-Y. Betchy?
Let's go Betchy.
Count Betchy writes, oh, greetings from Canada, eh?
What was that accent?
I can't do Canadian. Can you do
Greetings from Canada, eh?
Greetings from Canada, eh? What's all that about? Sorry. That's really cheap.
Jesus, Fenton.
Foreman. You think it's going to go one way, this, and you're like, this is a wrestling question. Not quite. Foreman, single elimination, thumb wrestling tournament.
Oh, my goodness.
Wardlow, Powerhouse Hobbs, Keith Lee, Jake Hager.
Saturn Singh.
Saturn Singh crushes them all.
He's the biggest man, so he's probably got the biggest thumbs.
Yeah.
That's my reasoning.
That's good.
Who have you got?
Wardlow, Powerhouse, Hobbs, Keith Lee, Jake Hager. That's your options.
All right.
I never look past Hobbs.
Hobbs is an absolutely gigantic man. Every time Hobbs appears on screen, I think he's added a muscle. Like, not like grown a muscle. He's added one that no other human has. He's a beast. I love him. Wardlow, Hobbs, Jake Hager.
Keith Lee.
Hobbs.
Sorry, man. Big meaty thumbs crushing thumb meat.
Fun stuff. Hobbs.
I think Jake Hager would be eliminated in character. This is, by the way,
someone knock his hat off.
The hat, or you know, when you start a thumb war and you go like that.
Yeah.
He's so thick, he'd probably just go. In character.
Orange Cassidy would win, because I tell you what, when that
I bet he's got a lot of strength in that muscle. Yeah.
When that gets locked in there, man, you're not messing with it.
Saturn Singh, you're right. Just
yeah.
Oh.
Saturn Singh's got gigantic, probably everything, because he's huge.
I bet Ricky Starks has even got sexy thumbs, hasn't he?
Probably does.
Sorry to like thirst over
it. I bet he like puts like makeup on them makes them look even cooler. Oh, Ricky Starks, what an
absolute piece.
Pun intended. What a man.
Final question today comes from Bob. five Bobs, yeah.
Quad Bob. Oh, no, wait. Quad's four. What's five?
Quintuple Bob.
Bobble.
Right.
Sharp, Andy.
This is a tough one, this. I'm sorry to spring this on you.
All right.
It's your final question of the week.
I love it.
Which is better? A horse that can talk, or 86 Snicker bars made of Jell-O?
What?
Trade offer.
I'm going to say a horse that can talk, because Snickers, good. I like Snickers. Jell-O, garbage.
Ugh.
Jell-O is... I'm sorry, mate. Jell-O is a terrible, awful foodstuff. The only thing worse than Jell-O is sweet potatoes.
Wow.
Come at me, healthy people.
I didn't realise you felt so passionate about this.
That's my... Yeah.
I'm a Jell-O guy, but, like, no offence, but I could go and... Not to flex, but I could go and buy 86 pots of Jell-O, right? And that'd probably be cheaper than buying and training a horse to talk.
Yeah.
Imagine like, oh, sorry, guys, Andy couldn't make it in today, but don't worry, it's me and Steve the Horse doing your wrestling news today.
I had a really mean joke just popped into my head regarding one of our news stories. You can connect the dots there.
And finally...
Kevin...
And finally...
I've got bad teeth as well, it's fine.
The photo that you may have seen behind us was from myself and Andy Murray in the pub last night, celebrating the fact that it's coming home. Well, it's probably not coming home, let's be honest. We're going to get
really
knocked out by France in the quarterfinals. Or really Senegal
worried.
At the weekend.
I'm really worried that it is coming home. But all the good teams are losing, man.
But we had a very good time, didn't we? We watched it with some Japanese guys, and they obviously advanced, beating Spain and Germany.
Those guys kicked ass. As soon as they won, they just started walking around the room high-fiving everyone.
Top guys.
So sick.
Belgium are out, of course, as well.
They're bad.
Commiserations, Romelu Lukaku. I don't know why he'd be... I'm sorry, I'm just not feeling great. I need to watch the What Culture Wrestling News to cheer myself up this morning.
Penkaku? Finished? Is that what they say on the internet?
Yeah, no, when we went for a meal last night, and after Andy and I had cleaned our plates, we put a hand in the air and said, P&L Pessy. so that the wait would know we're finished. Anyway, and finally today, it's just this image posted by Shinsuke Nakamura.
Okay.
Of Imperium.
What?
I'm really sorry. Like, I know people are like, well, when was your last World Cup win? We don't. 1966. Well, actually, technically, when the Euros last.
That's wild, because Walter's Austrian.
I know, yeah. But I love Ludwig Kaiser, but that's a great face.
He's got the Germany top on, to be fair. That's awesome. Look at Giovanni Vinci's pissing himself.
Giovanni Vinci's like, we didn't go to the World Cup, so I don't care.
Yeah, I don't give a damn.
but apologies to our German viewers, but... It's very rare that we stay in a tournament longer than Germany, so we've got to celebrate the little wins, I suppose.
I like Germany. I like the country. I like the people. I love the
country. I love the people. Football team, not so much.
It's sad, man.
It's sad. Why can't we just get along? Hey, guys, you can like both countries.
Yeah, you can like both types of football. WWE and AEW. I think
we were talking yesterday, weren't we? As bad as the discourse is online between AEW and WWE fans... I think football discourse might be worse. There's good banner in there. And also that ball didn't go out of play for the second Japanese goal.
Do you think, though, despite like the trials and tribulations of the German team, that people should really respect what they do?
Because I do. Hey, Germany national team. I acknowledge you. Right, so any thoughts on everything we've discussed in the comments section below? Like, share, subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Preview AW Rampage and SmackDown a little bit later.
Little goblin man.
And we've got Wrestle Culture with hashtag Bloody Good Quiz coming your way later on today as well. Thoughts, Twitter questions, all that good stuff at WhatCultureWWE. Watch, they can follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray and see this picture in full.
In the wild.
At
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Happy Friday. Have a nice weekend.
Yes.
Very creative.
And you can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Good luck to the England team against Senegal.
The opposite.
Over the weekend. And good luck to both Netherlands and the USA who are playing each other.
Especially the USA. Well, no, not especially the USA. Because, like the Slu Van Gaal's last tournament.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Shouts to them.
Football, football, football. At What Culture? At What Culture WWE for all the... Bollocks. WhatCulture.com if you want to go and see the video we were talking about earlier from Andy.
Today, actually, we're going to release a tutorial on how to add 7 unnecessary minutes to the end of every video. It's our field.
That's our expectation.
But it's the best part of the video.
Exactly.
You come here for the news, you stay for the banter. What is this? What do you think this is? Do you think this is normal?
Come on.
Do you think we're journalists?
What do you want, a talking horse in here? Right, thanks, Andy. Thank you for joining
us. Piss off. Go.
Have a good weekend. We'll see you soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.